listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to have with us, I think for the first time, James O'Keefe. He is the founder and president of Project Veritas, a man who has distinguished himself in just a few years as truly one of the most formidable investigative reporters of our time. He has done exposés on any number of fraudulent and otherwise devious operations, including ACORN, Planned Parenthood, National Public Radio, Organizing for America, and on and on. But we're drawn to talk with him now, most especially because of a brand new expose that he's done on, well, higher education in America, at least in the cases of Cornell University and Barry University down in Florida. Let me just say, James, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It is terrific to have you with us, and congratulations on this latest accomplishment. Talk a little bit about what you found at these two universities.
Thank you so much for having me on, Frank. Project Veritas is a nonprofit investigative reporting organization, and we went to Cornell University, an Ivy League school in New York, and we went to Barry University in Florida, and we sent people undercover with hidden cameras to investigate and determine whether the university officials, in Cornell's case it was a dean of students, would be willing to help a student set up a pro-ISIS group.
Now, wait a minute. Pro-ISIS, you mean the Islamic State, the designated terrorist organization our country is currently supposed to be at war with?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. The ISIS group that we are at war with, the terrorists at ISIS. So we said, well, you know, I've got some friends from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. I want to set up a group. I want to send them aid, funding, food, water, supplies, etc. Now, in the Cornell's case, the dean of students nodded accordingly and said, yeah, you can do that. And we said, well, can we bring one of these fighters to campus, maybe to hold a training camp? And one of the deans of Cornell said in response, this is a dean named Joseph Scafido, said in response, yeah, that'd be like bringing a coach to do a sports team.
We're visiting with James O'Keefe, the intrepid, quite courageous, and I think very visionary founder and president of Project Veritas, a nonprofit organization that, as he said, is all about exposing corruption, dishonesty, self-dealing, and so on. He is also the author of the New York Times bestseller, Breakthrough, Our Guerrilla War to Expose Fraud and Save Democracy. Well, saving democracy seems to be very much in order in light of what you found. Talk a little bit about what the student who went undercover discovered at Barry University when she asked a similar kind of question.
So in Florida, we actually, unlike Cornell, we actually had a person who was actually enrolled at the university who was an honors student at Barry, a senior, and an honors student who is slated to receive an award the same day we released the video. So this is not someone who's a troublemaker at the university, but is someone who cares about truth and cares about exposing what's actually going on. So she met with an official at the university who deals in helping students start organizations. And the student said, I want to start an ISIS club. And she was much more explicit. She said, they are terrorists. People think they're terrorists, but I want to help them. And the best way to help them is not to bomb them, but to send them money and aid and supplies. And she even went so far as to say, we need to send the fighters flashlights, because they don't have night vision goggles like the other guys. And the guy that she was talking to responded by saying, well, if we're talking about setting flashlights, we might need to think about bulk shipments. So these guys are not objecting on the grounds that they're terrorists or that, you know,
not that, objecting
that is outrageous.
At all.
so he said, yeah, let's send out bulk shipments. So then, and then it goes on. She,
because
after
you can
meeting
get a better
with that
price,
guy,
I think is the way you put it.
Yeah, exactly. A better price on the flashlights. She goes and meets with the multicultural affairs officer and her professor. The professor signs off on the ISIS club so long as she changes the name. And one, the multicultural affairs official, says to her, our country's at war with ISIS. So they acknowledge that this is what she's doing is wrong, but I think it shows the depravity. It shows the other side of tolerance, the fact that these people are willing to tolerate terrorism, overlook these problems, and that's what we're attempting to expose. Now, the reaction has been unbelievable in both cases. Cornell lawmakers are wanting to take funding away from Cornell in New York. Cornell gets a few hundred million in federal funding, and Barry gets tens of millions in federal funding. And so the president of each university has been attacking the messenger and not addressing what we exposed.
Well, that's invariably the case, isn't it? You've had a lot of hard experience with that, James O'Keefe. But let me just ask you, if we could. Obviously, you were motivated to run these operations for the purposes of exploring what the degree of depravity, I guess is one way of putting it, is in American academia these days. Would you generalize from these, or do you think these are kind of isolated incidents? If the former, what are we up against in terms of our country's academic institutions cultivating in the name of whatever, diversity, I guess, you know, a degree of, well, sympathy for the enemy, material support for terrorism, for that matter?
Well, the way the New York Post covered it when they featured the Cornell video is they said these are either the dumbest Ivy League individuals ever, or their political correctness has been taken to a laughable extreme. Now, I've been doing this work for about 10 years. I'm 30 years old. I started at college, and one of the things I did when I got started is I attempted to remove Lucky Charms cereal on the grounds it was racist against Irish people. And I succeeded. They actually took it out of the cafeteria. I was trying to prove a point, and I've made that point. Now, this is a little more sinister.
A little?
these officials don't, I guess they don't have a moral compass. They don't have any problem. At the best, they're just tolerance taken to an extreme. At worst, it's anti-Americanism. And this is just two schools. I mean, if I were to do this 100 times, I'm certain we would find moral depravity in greater depths. But the fact that they said in the video, you know, that, well, we are at war with these people, and then they qualified it and said, well, you know, I understand you want to do this, and it's okay. And the New York Times had a piece a couple weeks ago about safe spaces and about how it's preventing people from thinking. These people don't think. They don't have a moral compass. They're anti-American. There's a whole bunch of things happening, and we get to an inside glimpse into the psychology and the lack of thinking and the lack of mental awareness of our universities. And these are places where people are supposed to be fostering ideas and sharing truth. And it's just, it's a disgusting cesspool, lack of thought, lack of intellectualism, and at worst, anti-Americanism.
Yeah. You know, I was struck yesterday, James O'Keefe, Lynn Cheney, the former chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities and the vice president's wife, of course, had a very important piece in the Wall Street Journal in which she talked about, not at the level of college and universities, but at high school level, what the College Board is now inculcating in the advanced placement programs of the country, which, you know, in American history, for example, she talked about, which, again, it is rife with anti-Americanism. And I guess just a closing question very quickly to you is what we're looking at really an assault on America through the academic institutions of this country?
I think so. I think what you're seeing is universities and officials who, like I said, at the very least, their tolerance has been distorted and manipulated into something where they tolerate everything, and they treat non-Western cultures above and ahead of the way they treat American culture. At worst, they're just anti-American.
I'm afraid that's the bottom line. We have to leave it at that. James O'Keefe, thank you very much for what you've been doing with Project Veritas. You know, I'm sort of snickering, but there's nothing funny about this other than the absurdity of it all, and your exposing of it, I hope, is a corrective to it. Keep up that great work, and please do come back to us again soon. Next up, Bill Gertz joins us. We'll talk with him about the Iran deal and what's happening around the world. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.